Now the spares of Suratul A'la and Suratul Ghashiya. This pair, this thing should be noted about this pair, that the Prophet ﷺ used to recite in the Jummah prayer, in the first rak'ah, this Suratul A'la, and the second Suratul Ghashiya. Sometimes he used to recite these surahs in the Fajr prayers on the day of Friday. But mostly in the Friday prayers, in the first rak'ah, the Suratul A'la, and in the second, the Suratul Ghashiya. And you know, the reason, it will come before us, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Sabbih isma Rabbika al-A'la. Glorify the name of your Lord, who is most high, the highest. Alladhi khalaqa fasawwa. Who created everything and then gave it the finishing touches and fashioned it well. Khalaqa is structure and then the finishing of that structure. That is tafliya. In tafliya, the main structure is completed. But now, the finishing touches. You know, when you are going to build a house, when the structure is there, you say, perhaps the work has been completed, but then you would come to know that the real work starts after that. So this is tafliya. Wallazi qaddara fahada. And who has determined and limitations of everything and guided it. Every creature that Allah has created, there are limitations and potentialities given to it. It can do this, 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 this. It cannot do this. For example, we human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many things, but we can't fly. We invented aeroplanes, etc., etc., but we can't fly. And a mosquito is flying. So this is, you know, the taqdeer of the species. Every species, an estimation has been fixed for it. These are the boundaries within which it has to live and work. So this is called qaddara. And for them, every this animal has been given a guidance. Now these guidance are, there are levels. First of all, instincts. They are also guidance. When a child is born, he knows that his food is in the chest of the mother. He at once takes that, you know, the mammary gland into his mouth and says, who told him? Who trained him? So this is the first guidance. The instincts, they are a guidance. Then we can read inshallah in Surah Al-Shams that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given human souls a guidance which is inherent in it, that it knows what is good, what is bad. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا. So there are many levels of guidance. This is the final guidance. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this book, or he has been sending the books before, this is, you know, the final guidance. But the guidance has different steps. So بِحِسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَالَىٰ الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَىٰ وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الْمَرْعَىٰ. Who brought forth the green pasture, where, you know, cattle, they eat. فَجَعَلَهُ غُسَاءً أَهْوَىٰ. But then, after some days, it turned into a blackening stubble. سَنُقْرِيَوْكَ فَلَا تَنْسَىٰ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we shall make you recite our Quran so that you shall not forget. You don't take pains in remembering it. We have this thing in Suratul Qiyamah. لَا تُحَرِّجْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ إِنَّا عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنَ فَإِذَا قَرَانَهُ فَتَّبِهِ قُرْآنَ. You don't take pains. You don't move your tongue quickly to memorize it, lest you should forget it. It's upon us. We take the responsibility. We shall collect this in your mind, in your heart. And that the same thing is said here. سَدُقْلِهُكَ. We shall recite to you, and then you will not forget. فَلَا تَنْسَىٰ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Except that which Allah wills. إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَقْفَىٰ. Surely He knows the manifest and what is hidden. Everything is known to Him. Everything is before him. وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى And soon we shall make it easy for you to follow the smooth path. You will be made easy for the easiness. The real easiness, the real ease is Jannah. Where you will go and no fatigue now and nothing of the sort, no labor. فَنُيَسِّرُكَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you in a way that you will reach there very easily. وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى فَذَكِّرْ إِنْ نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى So go on reminding the people, go on admonishing them, in case reminding, profits them. Now because in Jummah, the khutbah is there, and Jummah becomes Jummah actually due to khutbah. Otherwise, we pray 4 rakat in Zuhr. And in Jummah we pray 2. So actually the most important thing of Jummah prayer is the khutbah. Integral part of the prayer. And it is for admonition. It is for tashkeer. It is for ta'leem. So in that prayer, the Prophet used to recite this surah. فَذَكِّرْ إِنْ نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى You are reminding. In case this reminding benefits the people. سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى Very soon, those who fear Allah will be admonished, will get the reminding. You know, don't despair, don't be disappointed. You must be one. And people will listen. Maybe somebody listens today. Maybe somebody listens next Friday. You continue the process. Keep it going. فَذَكِّرْ نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى فَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا أَشْقَى But the most wretched, the most wicked will avoid it. He will not be admonished by this Quran. He will not take the reminding of this Quran. الَّذِي يَسْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى Who will then be cast into the great fire. Kubra, Al-Nar al-Kubra, the greatest fire. Why? The greatest preacher of Islam and the right path is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even after his preaching, even after his conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if somebody is not accepting, it means he is the most wretched and wicked person. So the biggest, you know, reward and punishment should be for him. ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا Then, in that fire, in that hell, he will neither die nor live. He will call death. Let death come to me. Let there be an end to my existence. But no. You will keep living. So that you have this, you keep on tasting this chastisement. But there is no life. Neither alive nor dead. ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا Then he will neither die in it nor live. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى Verily, successful is the one who purifies himself. As we read in Surah Al-Hashr, we have the ruh and then this material existence of ours. I quoted, you know, a quotation from the Upanishads. Man is in ignorance, identifies himself with the material sheets which encompass his real self. Now if you can't purify your inner self, it is as if you have buried it in this sand. This is sand around this room. This body of ours, it comes from clay, earth. So that room has been as if buried in this clay. But whosoever purifies, develops it, his own ana, his own khudi, he develops it, strengthens it, and then, you know, he knows before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَزَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى First you have to be fully controlling your body, your animal being, your ego or libido, your animal instincts. You should be in full control of it. And then you go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a full, you know, as a one piece. Not that part of you is going before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and part of you is telling, no, I am not going to submit. That is the case if you are accepting some of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rejecting the others. You should bow before your Lord in one piece, in totality. Ya ayyuha allatheena aamanu udkhulu fi silmi kaffah. Enter Islam in totality. Not keeping any part of your life, any aspect of your life, you know, away from it, exempt from it. فَتَفْرَحَ مَنْ تَذَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Verily, successful will be the only one who has purified himself. And then he remembers the name of his Lord and then prays. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. And this is actually the picture of Salatul Jumu'ah. In the khutbah, there is the reminding, there is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the admonishing, and then you pray, two rakat. So this is the picture of Jumu'ah. In this way actually, I'm telling you that there is a reason why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite this surah in the prayer of Jumu'ah. بَلْ تُوْسِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. This is essentially the basic disease with which we are suffering. But you are preferring the life of this world. This world which is very near at hand. Akhirat seems to be far away. Ab to aaram se guzarti hai, akhirat ki khabar khuda jaane. So you are thinking about this world. Bal tum sharur al hayat ad dunya. Here again I want to point out that disbelieving in akhirat, that is going very far off. Dalla balalam ba'ida. Who says there is no akhirah, there is no resurrection, there is no ba'd ba'd al-maut, nothing of this sort. Well, he has gone very far away astray. Faqad dalla balalam ba'ida. But one says, I believe, but he is preferring this life. That is out of sight. Out of sight, out of mind. All our endeavors, striving, running hither and there, day and night, thinking about, planning, all this world. This worldly life is needs. بَلْ تُوْسِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَعَبْقَى. Why akhira, hereafter, is much better and also lasting one. This is temporary abode, everybody knows. At least this thing is known to every person. Is there any person who can say, I will not die? What does it mean? I have to go from here. This is not my permanent abode. I have to go from here. But we want to keep this even idea of death away from our mind, conscious mind. As if we are saying to ourselves, the death is for others only, not for me. I have to live here. As you know, Quran says there are two places. This was the condition of the Jews. That each one of them wants to live for 1,000 years. The love of this life. And because there's time, let me quote the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yushiku ayyati ala nasa zamanu. I fear a time will come when the nations of the world will call each other upon you, O Muslims. Just as when a feast is ready, so then people are called, okay, come and have the meals. In this way, the nations of the world would call each other on you. The Sahaba, they were very much surprised. Ameen kallatin nahu yawmaydi ya Rasulullah. O Masjid al-Aqsa, shall we be on that day very wicked in number? He said, no, but antum yawmaydin kaseer. Your number will be very great. 1.5 billion. But you will like you know, Musav Sail. When a flood comes, there is some, you know, frost over. You will be like that salt and nothingness. Why? Because there will be a disease in you. It is called Vahan. Lakinna Sikum Vahan. Can he? Company is asked, what is this Vahan? We have never heard of this disease. Vahan. The Prophet said, Hubbu Dunya wa Karahiyatul Maut. The love of this world and the fear of death. Running away from death. When this will overcome you, then you will be like a very, you know, so tasty fodder for all the nations of the world. In the Hada Gafis Ula, verily, this very teaching was in the ancient scriptures also. All the ancient scriptures, whether they were of Nuh or of Ibrahim, this point was central. That this world is temporary, the real life is the life of the hereafter. So of Ibrahim or Musa, in the scriptures of Ibrahim and Musa, alayhi salatu wa salam, بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر